Good morning, everyone. My name is Rachel, and this is the City Church Daily for Friday, March 19th. In Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." A couple of things to know about the word yoke. The first thing is a yoke is an instrument used to tie two oxen together to pull a cart or plow a field. This is not something that most of us are very familiar with because we no longer live in an agrarian society. But I'm sure we have seen or heard reference to this when it comes to this verse. The next thing is, if you were living in the days of Jesus and you were to come across him at the synagogue, you would have put him in the category of a rabbi, which means teacher. Obviously, he is and was so much more than that, but he was and still is our rabbi, our teacher. And as such, in that day, he had what they called a yoke. A yoke was a common idiom in the first century for a rabbi's way of reading the Torah. But it was also more. It was his set of teachings on how to be human. His way to shoulder the almost crippling weight of life. This was his way of carrying the load. What made Jesus unique wasn't that he had a yoke. All rabbis had a yoke. It was that he had an easy yoke. Jesus starts this passage with an invitation, a very familiar invitation that we see from Jesus. Come to me, or follow me. We see him time and time again in the Gospels give this invitation to come, to follow him, to apprentice under him, to learn from him. Jesus's invitation to take up his yoke, to travel through life at his side, learning from him how to shoulder the weight of life with ease, to step out of burnout society and into a life of soul rest. Frederick Dale Bruner says this about the yoke of Jesus. A yoke is a work instrument. Thus, when Jesus offers a yoke, he offers something we might think tired workers need least. They need a mattress or a vacation. Not a yoke. But Jesus realizes that the most restful gift he can give the tired is a new way to carry life, a fresh way to bear responsibilities. Realism sees that life is a succession of burdens. We cannot get away from them. Thus, instead of offering escape, Jesus offers equipment. Jesus means that obedience to his Sermon on the Mount, his yoke, will develop in us a balance and a way of carrying life that will give more rest than the way we have been living. Man, I love that so much. And it's so real and so true. Life is hard. It can be crushing at times. And Jesus knows this. He walked the earth. He put on flesh and dwelt among us and experienced all that we experience. The human condition. Yes, an escape is great, but it's not a permanent solution. We need not an escape, but a tool, an instrument to help us carry this load and deal with all the things that are coming at us at all times. Back to the yoke that ties two oxen together. Imagine two oxen that are tied together who are vastly different in size. Like if I am tied to my 4-year-old son, Micah, and we're standing side by side, shoulder to shoulder, carrying the weight of something. What does that look like? Micah is really starting to grow and learn all kinds of new things these days, and he loves to be a big boy and to help mama. And he loves to help me carry things. And so I let him help. So we're standing together, both have our hands on whatever heavy item that we're walking into the house, and we're both walking together, and he is in it to win it. He's in it to help his mama. And the whole time that we're carrying, he's making the noise like he's carrying something heavy. And he's looking up at me like, man, we're doing it here, Mama. We are carrying this bucket into the house, or we're carrying these groceries into the house. And when we get to the place where we want to go, he sets it down and he wipes the sweat off of his brow and sighs a deep sigh of relief, like, we did it. And all the while, I celebrate with him and I give him all of the props for doing such a great job carrying. He's such a big boy. But I know that he didn't do any of the lifting. I was carrying the load. It's the same when we are yoked to Jesus. We are walking side by side, doing life together, learning his way of life, celebrating together, and actually sharing life. All the while, he is doing the lifting. He is so much taller, greater, and grander than I am. And when I am tied with him, yes, we're working together, but he is carrying my load. All at his pace, slow, unhurried, present to the moment, full of love, joy, and peace. As John Mark Comer said, an easy life isn't an option. An easy yoke is. To end our time today, let's read our verse again, one more time from the Message version. Let this invitation from our Rabbi Jesus be like a balm to your soul. Take a moment, if you can, to sit in the quiet after I read and process the words together. Are you tired, worn out, burn out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.